Ironically, that's what the band at Epton headquarters was playing at midnight last night, as Epton slipped quietly out of the building. Less than an hour before, Epton had told his supporters victory was at hand.
None of this would have been possible without each and every one of you who have worked so hard for so long to do the impossible, and I think we've done it.
But they didn't do it, and Epton realized that soon after he made his speech. He brushed past reporters on his way home, telling them it looks grim. But he sent an aide to say goodnight to his supporters nearly an hour after he left the building. That's a bit unusual for a candidate, but Secretary of State Jim Edgar, the Republicans' top vote-getter in November, says it was probably a good idea.
Basically, I think the sensitivity that exists right now in Chicago, I think what Bernie would say is extremely important to hopefully, do his part to pull the thing back together, and I think he wants to do that. So I think it's better for him to think about what he might say than just to say something off the cuff.
Edgar says there's virtually no chance that Epton will push for a recount. He says the vote just isn't close enough. But, of course, we'll have to wait for the final word from Epton.
I'm Marge Halperin.